Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I'm joined in the studio by a whole bunch of high school wrestlers and Mike Kimber, who is the wrestling coach at Mount Edgecombe High School. Hi, Mike.
Hi, good morning.
And hello, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, we have an upcoming Region 5 tournament approaching, apparently. Mike, can you tell us about it?
Sure. It starts, weigh-ins are at 10 in the morning on Friday, and the wrestling starts around noon, and it should go all through the evening, and then wrestling starts again at about 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
Okay, and who from Mount Edgecombe High School will be participating?
Well, we have about 48 wrestlers on our roster that made the region roster that will be competing this weekend.
And what's really interesting and exciting about this weekend's tournament for you, in your opinion?
Well, we have the opportunity to three-peat. No other team other than Petersburg has done that in the region. And so that's exciting for us. And we have some pretty talented wrestlers this year. We have Paul Johansson, who's going to be trying for a state title, as who could be his third time in a row in the state finals. We have Dee Dee Creed, who's a returning state placer, first girl in about a decade to place at the small school tournament. And then we have a variety of other kids that are in there. They're looking for a region title or placing at state. So it should be a pretty exciting couple weeks.
And you have girls and boys wrestling, right?
Correct. We have about, on our roster, we have about 19 girls. I think about 12 or 13 made it onto the final roster for the regional tournament.
That's a lot of girls wrestling. Is that unusual? Is that groundbreaking? Or are girls becoming more prominent in the high school wrestling scene?
I think so. I think the difference between now and what has been happening is the girls are competitive right now. As Dee Dee can tell you here, she likes to be competitive. She's been competitive for several years.
Well, let's talk to the high school wrestlers, starting from left and moving to right. Would you mind introducing yourself?
My name is Jason Young.
Okay, and I don't know anything about wrestling or wrestling terminology. So can you tell me what you'll be competing in, and what is it about wrestling that you enjoy?
Well, I just like the competition, to be able to go out there and be aggressive and be able to kind of show who I am on the mat. It's kind of just a way to express myself almost.
So is there a weight?
Yeah, there's
how does that
weight
work?
Class.
A weight class. What weight class are you in?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, okay.
It's a secret.
All right.
It's a big deal. We hide our weight classes.
Really?
We don't. It's kind of like a chess match between the coaches to see who can beat who and trying to get extra points at the region tournament. But more importantly, not every region has declared who's wrestling what weight at their regions yet. So we keep that a secret until the tournament starts.
So it's a surprise. You don't know who you're going to meet on the mat until you're there.
Usually mostly do, but I've been known to make some surprising changes at the regional tournament. So.
Very interesting. Okay. And who's next?
I'm Miranda Johnson. I'm a four-year wrestler. I started back in eighth grade, so I really love wrestling. I beg my parents to be here. They're still afraid of the idea of me being in wrestling.
Really? And what do you say to them?
I say I'll be okay. I have a lot of friends and family here that'll take care of me. Really good coaches that'll help me out.
And it's about learning skills, right? And having tools in your toolbox so that you can compete safely out there and effectively.
Yes.
Who else we have here?
I'm Brittany Woods Orson, and this is my second year wrestling, almost three. And I didn't even know what wrestling was until I got here and someone convinced me to wrestle. And ever since, I've been really enjoying it, and it's made me better in my other sports and just being able to do stuff at home and help more and just helped me have a better lifestyle, and I really enjoy it.
And who's next?
I'm Deirdre Creed. I also go by Dee Dee. I've been wrestling since second grade. I started wrestling here at Mount Edgecombe my freshman year, and this will be my last year with Mount Edgecombe. This is my fourth year, and I'm really excited to see how the region tournament turns out, because the weight classes I've been wrestling them have been tough, and I hope that I can do the same thing I did last year and win the region tournament.
So when you look ahead to this regional tournament coming up, how do you prepare for such a big event? Who wants to talk about that?
Well, we kind of build up all the way to our big tournaments in the middle of the season. Then we taper off and work on our skills. And then we get ready to rise again right before the tournament. So we're really ready. We're really prepared. We go over everything. You really drill all the moves that you know you're going to do. You start practicing harder. You really get the mindset that you know you're going to go out there and try your hardest.
Any other thoughts?
Throughout the season, you might lose to an opponent, but at the regional tournament, it's almost as if the rest of the season hasn't really happened, because anything can happen. And I believe that you can go to the regional tournament and beat anyone, even if they've beaten you in the past. So that's what's really cool about the regional tournament. So I think you'll see a lot of upsets if you go to the regional tournament, and it'll be a fun weekend to watch.
You know, when I think about wrestling, I see two people alone on a mat. It seems, although you're surrounded by folks who are watching, like a very solitary kind of sport, and it seems you probably have to be in your head quite a bit.
What I like to say is you're out there on the mat. It's just you out there and your coach's voice. So you always have your coach there with you, helping you through the match, which is a big part of wrestling.
Yeah, I would refer back to what my college coach, Coach Clock, said. And he said that 85% of the people can do wrestling physically. Only 15% can do it mentally. And it really is mostly a mental game with wrestling, for sure.
And anything in particular about the upcoming event that you wrestlers want the public to know and to be aware of? Or about wrestling at Manichcombe High School in general?
Well, one of the things that we're looking forward to next week is when we get to this, after the state tournament, there is the ASA, our governing board, is holding a meeting, and they're holding a vote, an action. It's an action item for the girls' wrestling to officially be a sanctioned region and state event starting next year. And they are taking that vote. It's a do-or-die vote. And our girls that are going to make it to state are going to go there and testify on Sunday. We're really looking forward to that. They can hear it. That board can hear us talk and tell them about the benefits of having female wrestlers. But really the most important thing is the testimony of the kids. It's more powerful than any adult saying anything.
So you female wrestlers, what are your arguments going to be in front of ASA?
I think that it should have been, because there's a prominent, girls are coming up, and I talk to other girls, and I'm surprised to know that they're wrestlers too. And I think if it started a long time ago, I would have started wrestling younger, and my family would have too. And it just, girls can wrestle really tough too, and it's really different, and I really want it to become a thing, because it can go a lot of places, I believe.
I remember when I was growing up, a lot of girls said that they couldn't wrestle because their parents didn't want them wrestling the boys. So that kind of took away from them, because they couldn't do something that they wanted to do because their parents told them no. So if they had the girls wrestling, if it was sanctioned for the regional and state tournaments, they would have the opportunity to wrestle girls and compete against females. So I believe that the girls wrestling program would grow a lot more if they had this. And I think it's always a good thing for a sports program to grow, because it means more students are being active and healthy.
Do you think you might share with the board some of the beneficial impacts you have felt as an individual girl? How has it benefited you? What draws you to the sport? How does it enrich your life?
Being able to compete has drawn me into it. I mean, being really very athletic, having something to do, staying in physical shape mentally and physically is really hard for a lot of people. But once you've started, it gets kind of easy, as long as you stay competitive.
Thank you.
Can you repeat the question?
Well, I wonder on a personal level how it has enriched your life. How has it helped you grow as a person?
Well, I started wrestling when I was in second grade, so it's always been a big part of my life. And it's always been something that I've looked forward to every year for the season, and even trained outside the season for. And it's given me this competitive drive that I have, and I take it to the classroom, I take it to when I work. And I'm positive that's from wrestling, because I have this competitive drive because of it. And someday I hope I can coach a female wrestling team as well.
Great.
Before I started wrestling, I was nowhere near as healthy or as competitive. But once I started, I grew competitive, and I wanted to do more, and I wanted to get better, and I wanted to better myself. And I just grew positive. And wrestling made me really happy. I just enjoy going out there every day, and I have a really good team to be with every day, and they help me grow competitive, and just a really exciting sport, and it's made everything better.
Well, good luck testifying before ASA.
Thank you.
And Mike, can you share with us again when the Region 5 tournament is going to be?
The wrestling will start at noon on Friday and 10 a.m. on Saturday.
And folks can come down and watch?
Almost definitely. It's in the Mount Edgecombe gym.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mike Kimber, who's the coach of Mount Edgecombe High School Wrestling, and with a number of the wrestlers. And the Region 5 tournament is coming up.